have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way. Stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday. You see Jesse sitting there on that horse. It is Tuesday. And you can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question. A doozy. Brand new biblical question for this week. For those men and women who want to know themselves. And you have a right not to want to know yourself. You have a right to stay in your misery. And I and no one else has a right to try to encourage you to overcome at all. And not judge you, so it's not for you. It's for those who want to overcome their misery. When God said, no, I'm sorry. Can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? Can you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just don't have time to watch the show live, as it is happening, you're like, I wish I could. I really wish I could. You can. It's been made possible. You can podcast and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday. And everybody and they mama love Tuesdays because Tuesday remind you of the good old days. When cotton picking was fine, living on the plantation was amazing, eating red clay dirt was delicious, and loving our neighbor was everywhere, because country and Western Tuesday is right now. Amazing.
All my thoughts, where they've all been lies. They let me down every single time. Because the devil's been making holes inside my head. the good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe He'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so He could lean on me. Forgiveness,
righteousness, perfect peace. Amazing. Amazing. That is really an amazing song. A spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. Well, it's really not a big, it's not a warfare between good, because God doesn't fight with the devil. Isn't that amazing? But it is a spiritual battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The fight is not between one another, the physical self. The fight is in you and in me and in every person. It's not outside of you at all. Zero. It's in you. Whatever is happening to you, whatever issues you have, problems you have, they are all inside of you and not outside at all. And no one on the outside is responsible for them but you. Isn't that amazing? Nothing is required from outside of you in order for you to have a life. Nothing is required. No people, no places, no things, no nothing. It's all up to you. It's all in me. Anything you want, baby. Amazing. It's in you. And you're constantly looking outside for happiness, for peace. And all you're going to find outside of you is false happiness, false peace, false love, false friends, false everything. It's never going to work. It just ain't going to work. It can't work. It wasn't meant to work. It's not going to work. It's all up to you. And I have some really good news. I mentioned this before, but it's always worth mentioning again to remind people. Because a whole lot of people forget. So remember. Remember not to forget, all right? I have good news for you again. And the reason I mention this again, because, as you know, I counsel with a lot of folks from around the world. Family intervention counseling. And they all say the same thing. They all say, Jesse, and this is by phone, Skype, or walk-in. I mean, in-house, not walk-in. You can't just walk in. In-house. And you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND for an appointment. Be patient. But they say, Jesse, now that I'm waking up, I want everybody to wake up. I want my family members to wake up. I want my friends to wake up. I want to help everybody. And then when I try to help family members, my wife in the case of a woman, my husband in the case of when the men say, I try to help my wife, or the ladies say, I try to help my husband, I want him to wake up, I want her to wake up. But they don't wake up. They turn against me. They turn against me. My whole family turned against me. Nobody liked me. They have never loved you at all. And you have never loved them. You've all been enemies and didn't know it. You're calling friends, enemies. I mean, you'll call the enemies friends. You'll call the family members, family members. They are your enemies. And when you wake up, you will see that you were their enemies, enemy, and they are your enemies. But don't be mad to see it. Be glad to see it. But here is the good news. Are you ready? You and I are not responsible for anyone else, not one iota. You are not responsible for anyone. If you have children, you're responsible for your children. But other than that, you are not responsible for anyone else, not one other person. God, this is the good, really good news. God didn't make you a savior. God didn't make you a savior. You can't save anyone. You can't save anyone. All you the stupid hooping and hollering out there on the street corner and Jesus save and all that, you're insane. God did not make you a savior. You and I are not responsible for one other person. Not one. You can't save. Think about this. You can't even save yourself. Look how you cry at night. Even when you're working on yourself, you still cry at night. This is too hard. It's taking too long. Who will I be if I give up this false self? Who will I be if I stop thinking? Who will I be if I die to that old thinking nature? You can't even save yourself. You and I am not responsible, not one other person on the planet. My son is grown, and he is responsible himself. I can't even save him or his adult children, and not even my grandchildren. My so-called friends, family members, I'm not responsible. You are not your brother's keeper. And you're lost if you think so. And you're going to always be disappointed in trying to help someone else because you're taking on a God-like role and you are not responsible. God didn't make you a savior. Think about that. What's wrong with you? I'm not my brother's keeper, nor will I be weepers. You got to love one another, don't hate, but you're not responsible for anyone else. You can't even save you. And when you wake up, you're excited, I understand. You can finally see a little bit, and you're like, wow, a load was lifted. Let me tell my friends about this. Wow, I went and forgave. I forgave my mama. I forgave my daddy. And all of a sudden, I feel totally different, you say, which is true. And then the devil said, hey, go and tell somebody. Christ said, tell no one. But the devil says, go and tell. And what do? You go right back into obeying the devil. You run and telling it. I'm not my brother's keeper, though he be strong or weaker. Before you judge me, why not try to love me? Amazing song. You're happy. You a load was lifted. But that's because your heart changed from hate to love. And in that very moment, you enter into the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. And so now you want to tell it. And Christ said, tell nobody. And he said it because he knew and knows that those very people that you're telling would turn on you. your own mama will build a war against you. You said you forgave mama. How dare you forgive mama? And mama go and tell your brothers and sisters, your uncle, your aunt, everybody, JoJo, talk about he forgive me. I'm his mama. I had him. I made him. I brought him in this world. I'll take him out. And he talking about he forgive me. It was his daddy. It's no good daddy wasn't there. You are not responsible for anyone but you. You are not responsible for anyone but you. Husbands, you're not responsible for your wife's spiritual life. Wives, you're not responsible for your husband's spiritual life. God didn't make you a savior. And you're out of your mind if you think so. So do what you want. But I promise you, you will be disappointed every time. But I love my family. I don't want them to suffer. Why? That's what they want. Why you don't want it for them? Every adult human being on the planet have the life that they want. Why don't you want that for them? Everyone has the life they want. They want a miserable, sad, lost, lonely, homeless, needy life. Why don't you want that for them? Who are you to go out there and tell the homeless you need to, come on, let me feed you? And you never, ever, ever, but never, 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 never. This is so many nevers. Ever, ever, evers. It's nonstop. Never, ever, ever, never. Never. Never, never, never. Gonna win when you fight evil. You're never gonna win fighting evil inside of yourself or evil inside of someone else. You can't win evil. You can't be evil. So stop fighting with evil and just be aware of evil inside of you. And you'll see it in others, but inside of you first. You can't fight evil. God doesn't fight evil. And you know why? Because evil has already been defeated. It has no power at all. It roars like it does. It deceives you like it does. But it doesn't. It makes you do these stupid things to yourself by influencing you and tempting you in the mind. And then you think, oh, Lord, I'm lonely. I'm stressed. I'm sad. I'm suicidal. I'm poor. I'm rich. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. It makes you think those things, and you believe it, and then you identify with it, and that's where the problem. You don't need to fight evil. You're not going to win. You just need to be aware of evil inside of your mind, imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Or anyone. So why not stop thinking? Thinking, 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 thinking. Why not stop thinking? You don't want to. You love your hell. You love your thrills. You love your thrills inside of you of worry, of sadness, of lack of love, looking for love. And then you love the thrill of imposing that on others. That's why you won't let it go. You can't win when you fight evil. It's just not going to happen. Because you're fighting an illusion. You think evil is real. Amazing, huh? You, good news, and I've said it over and over the years. Are not responsible for anyone else. If you're married and have children, you're supposed to go out and feed your wife and your children, but you're not responsible for your wife's spiritual life. She and only the wife is responsible for that, not you. She got to get on that journey alone. This is one journey you must travel alone. And I know most people, a crowd, they can't stand alone. They got to have a crowd. So you're probably not going to take this lonely journey. But for those who want to break away from the crowd, you are taking it. And some of you are about to take it right now, and you can. A spiritual battle. Amazing, huh? I do what you want with that, but that is the truth. And you can scoff at it if you like. Oh, that's silly. When you do that, you're agreeing with evil. You are evil. You are the devil. Whenever you scoff at the truth, whenever you reject the truth, then you are the devil. Rejecting the truth. Just know that, and that's for sure. There is some of you may remember this story over in Arizona, I believe. This woman by the name of Nancy Guthrie, an older woman, and according to a report, she was kidnapped from her home. And then they have not found this lady, according to a report. And they got all these different notices where she's over here, she's over there. Give me money and I'll tell you where she is, all kind of stuff. And they have not found her yet. And if I remember the story correctly, everybody and their mom were looking for her. Supposedly the police were looking for her in that area. Even the FBI, I think, got involved. And they can't find her. And they keep getting these ransom notices that, well, she's here and she's there. And according to People magazine, a second message sent days after the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie allegedly claimed that the 84-year-old mother of today's co-anchors, Savannah Guthrie, had died. This is according to NBC News. People is reporting that. Somebody sent allegedly another note saying that the lady is dead. I wouldn't be surprised. She's 84, and they said she has some type of medical issues going on. But I just think it's so interesting if it's true that the police department, the FBI, everybody was looking for her, and they can't find her anywhere. According to the story. And they're saying that she's dead in Mexico. I heard something like that. I don't know if it's true or not, but don't you find that interesting? Yes, Jesse. That is interesting. What made her soul rest in peace? If she's dead, I don't know. But it's interesting that with a $100,000 reward out there, and I heard there was $100,000 put up, I'm not sure, but that they said that they still, even the money won't bring her home. This is hell on earth. This is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven, and heaven is not earth, and man is not God. I know you like to think you're God, like you think Jesus God, but you're not. It's just a thought. Happy Juneteenth. Juneteenth. The blacks, some of the blacks celebrate something called Juneteenth. And it was so much fun. They say, I didn't celebrate it. I forgot all about it, to be honest. Juneteenth seemed like a waste of time. It's a waste of time. But they celebrated, and they even made it to a holiday. And Juneteenth, from what I read and heard about it, was slavery ended a long time ago. And then the people up in Texas found out about it later in life, years or so in life. And they're like, why y'all didn't tell us Juneteenth? I mean, that slavery had ended. And they're like, oh, we're sorry, let's make it a holiday. And now they made another holiday where you can literally take off work and get paid. What a waste of time, huh? Amazing. Well, it was fun. I got some reports. They had a ball on this black holiday. According to Grok, a real video from Juneteenth event in Atlanta showing participants dressed in tattered clothing with fake blood stains, barefoot and in chains. They want to put y'all back in chains. Walking a red carpet-style procession while carrying props like metal bowls, performing a seated audience in an event space. Watch this from X.
Oh, I got eyes in the back of my head, just in case I have to run. I do what I can, what I can, what I can for the people.
Amazing. Now, you know you got to be out of your mind and do some stupid stuff like that. That is evil, and the whole purpose is to deceive you for personal gain. It's about themselves. And they're reminding, they are influencing the next generation for the vote and for the money. That's what it's all about. But this is hell on earth, and human beings are evil in the heart. To do this to the next generation, to set them up to believe in a lie. That's all this is about. But if you're not in control of your own life, whether you're young or old, you'll fall for it. What a sad thing, right? Grok, Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberg appeared in a video dancing. I'll tell you, white people are so silly with the blacks. When I come back, we'll play that for you. Grandpa tell me about the good old days. I'll be right back. 888-77-JESSE. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. We are celebrating this year 250 years of America, and I am grateful that in down yonder, Alabama, on the plantation, sweet home Alabama, I was born and raised there. People are like, Where your genealogy thing come from? Where are you from? Alabama. I was born in Sweet Home, Alabama. And even as a kid growing up, and this is the truth, I've said it before, when the so-called Jim Crow law existed, and I would see those signs, I would be aware, but I wasn't afraid. I was like so happy to be in America without even realizing I was happy to be in America. I was just happy to be in America. And I would see people, white people celebrate America. We would celebrate too, especially on the 4th of July. Oh Lord, we had some fun. The family would come home from different parts of the country and we would all go out and celebrate, beat drum, dance, eat barbecue. I was grateful. So I am still grateful. And we're celebrating 250 years. Even though my country has changed like I never imagined. Because I didn't know how hateful human beings are, the evilness of a human heart. So we have the, and I didn't plan that this happened, American Hope coin. Watch this. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. And we have added something to it for one time. The 10th person that get the silver coin, you're investing in, silver coin, you're investing in silver, you can't go wrong, right? You get this flag, silver flag, as an appreciation. Isn't that amazing? At no cost to you. Read the information up there, Nick, for me.
Of course, a special bonus offer for the American Hope coin. The 10th person to purchase the American Hope coin will receive the bonus flag coin as our complimentary gift. By the way, it's not a raffle or drawing. It's just going to the 10th completed purchase. But an extra little bit of silver for you.
And read all the way down at the bottom red, sir.
My apologies. I got it right here.
Okay.
It is promotion valid while supplies last, of course. One
a
bonus flag
James
coin.
Said a little louder, Nick.
Oh, let me turn myself up. The promotion is valid while supplies last, of course. One bonus flag coin is available. Purchase must be completed and payment confirmed to qualify. Bonus will be awarded to the 10th completed purchaser based on Bond's internal order records.
Amazing. And this silver coin is 0.999 fine silver, 1 ounce. And it's a flag. And so when you get the silver coin with my face on it, this is a way of saying thanks. Isn't that amazing? Another investment. Amazing. Go to Jesse Lee Peterson. No. Yeah, jesseleepeterson.shop or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-BOND. It is jesseleepeterson.shop, right, Nick?
Correct.
Okay. Thanks. jesseleepeterson.shop. Amazing. And then, while you're celebrating, oh, this beautiful silver coin, you can have some delicious coffee. I have my own coffee. Sweet Home Alabama. Who would have thought? And the people are loving Punchy's coffee. Punchy is my nickname. And people are loving Punchy's coffee. It is delicious. And then while they're drinking the coffee, enjoying their beautiful silver coin with the beautiful flag, they're like reading my books. They're like, what the? Amazing books. And then if they're in business, they read this little 7 guarantee step guide to family and financial success guide. 7 steps. When they read that, they're like, wow. And then they go down further into the store and they find T-shirts and mugs and hats and just all kind of goodies. And they're like, wow, this is amazing. And they're like, I'm really going to help. Not only am I going to enjoy this, but I'm helping Bond rebuild the family by rebuilding the man. And then they realize July is White History Month. And they're like, what the? July is White History Month. I got to get my shirt, my hat, my mug for July to celebrate White History Month. And July is coming really fast. It's like 2 hoops in a hollow away. So get your July merch as well. Celebrating, this is our 9th year of celebrating White History Month. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. I just want to finish up on this amazing celebration on June 10th, where there were all type of killings and murderings. It's a black holiday. What do you expect? And so, Grok is reported that Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberg appeared in a video dancing on stage with a DJ at a public Juneteenth event. Watch this. This is going to like, whoa. Watch this from X. It's amazing what the blacks can make the whites do. All for a vote and false love approval. I even see conservative white people doing this kind of stuff, especially females, conservative Christian white women. Got it bad. But I see some men doing it, but white Christian women got it bad. Whenever a black appear, especially a black that agrees, you're supposed to be Christian, conservative, they treat that, oh, Really, welcome. Oh, you did. You a hero. They worship the black, even the black, I mean the white Christian, so-called Christian conservatives. They pay attention to all the moaning and the groaning and the eyes open and oh. Just pay attention. Don't judge it, but watch it. Why don't y'all just treat blacks in the same way you treat yourself? This is from liberals and so-called conservatives. Black people from God, too, they're just regular folk who are lost until they find their way. But anyway, so that stupid female up there, Abigail Spanberg, so-called governor, carried on like that. That ain't where white people at. Everybody dancing except baby Jessica's daddy. I remember when the radical far-left liberal Black Lives Matter were destroying America. They even made some white people get down and lick their feet, wash their feet or something like that. Remember that? White people, they were wiping white people's feet. I'm like, oh, Lord. And so a lot of exciting stuff happened on June 10th, the Black holiday. Here's the overall casualties. CBS News, a total of eight people were killed and 38 people were injured in a shooting across the city of Chi-Town, better known as Chicago, during the extended holiday weekend. And to be specific on the incidents, Southside Princeton Park was busy. A mass drive-by shooting, a mass drive-by shooting near 95th Street and Wentworth on Friday night that injured 13 people on June 10th. We'll celebrate. Slavery is over. Watch this from CBS Chicago.
Well, Megan, we just got an update from Chicago police, and they say an additional man has been hurt, refused medical treatment, unknown injuries at this time. But that brings the total of victims to 13. We know at least 12 of those victims have gunshot wounds. Take a look at the scene. Megan, we saw over 100 evidence markers there. This is near Wentworth and 95th Street. Police say the shooting happened just after 11 o'clock last night. So far, they say a red SUV pulled up alongside a large crowd. Two people inside of that SUV started shooting at the crowd before driving off. We're told multiple victims between the age of 17 and 47 years old were shot at that scene.
I bet you love going to a black event, right? What the? They're partying up in Chicago, celebrating Juneteenth. They're doing slavery enactments at that first event. Black people know how to party, and the governor know how to party with them. Party over here. Governor so-called Abigail Spanberg. And if you think that was fun, and it was, on the west side, Quinson and Cicero, a shooting inside of a home on Saturday night that left an 18-year-old boy dead. He dead. Watch this from ABC 7.
On the city's west side, Chicago police say an 18-year-old man was shot and killed inside a home. Officers were called to the scene near Cicero and Quincy just after 10 last night. That's where they found the victim as well as the suspected shooter, a 17-year-old boy. He was taken into custody. We're waiting to find out if charges have been filed. Officers say they recovered a gun at the scene.
Amazing, huh? Party over here. What you doing over there where they need you over here? And last but not least, the party continues. Juneteenth. Slavery enactment, slavery is over. And during slavery, this by killing never happened. Black wasn't killing each other then. Oh, but they're celebrating now. They are glad to be free. When my master say he sick, I say, yes, master, we sick. North Lawndale. A shooting during a large gathering late Saturday night where three people, two 19-year-olds and an 18-year-old, were injured. CBS Chicago.
Yeah, Jackie, that's right. That shooting scene less than 2 miles away from where we are this morning. We know one 19-year-old victim was brought here to the emergency room overnight in serious condition. Want to show you video from that scene. Jackie, you'll see a few evidence markers on the ground. We counted at least eight there. This is near Christiana and Douglas Boulevard. Happened around 11:30 last night. And at one point, you'll see a bullet hole in the front hood of a CPD squad car. We're told officers were at the scene of this large gathering. That's when they saw a group of people start running away. They heard multiple gunshots at that time. Police say a 19-year-old man approached them at that point, saying he was shot in the groin and in the forearm. He was brought here by Chicago Fire Department ambulance to the hospital in serious condition. Two women, 18 and 19 years old, were also shot. Both of them also in good condition. You can see officers investigating the scene there. And Jackie, we know they're investigating. Investigation is still ongoing this morning. So far, police have said they were not able to track down the shooter or shooters in that crowd because of the size of that crowd. Again, the investigation ongoing.
Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. And I want to remind you that in Chicago, and forever, they have a black mayor and a Mexican governor. I think Pritzker, or whatever his name is he Mexican? Pritzker?
I'm not sure.
I know he ain't white. Pritzker, they have a black mayor. They may have another black mayor before that and another one. And the mayor, the governor is
talking
another
about the governor, right?
What?
You're talking about the governor, right? J.B. Pritzker.
Yeah, is he? He's not
Jewish.
White.
I think he's Jewish.
He's Jewish. According oh Lord! What?
According to Wikipedia,
he's Jewish.
It says Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is Jewish, Ukrainian Jewish descent.
Wow.
That immigrated to Chicago.
What's wrong with the blacks? Nobody loves the blacks anymore. Even their own black leaders. And Jewish leaders in this case, according to the report. You can't blame this on the white man. Because there ain't no white mayor there. You can't blame this on the white man. The governor is not white. You can't blame it on slavery. Slavery was over 150 years ago. What a mess, huh? Who do you blame now, Mr. Big Stuff? Who do you blame? The individuals who are doing this. And the mayor and the governor do not care about you at all. They rejoice when this is happening because now they can get more money into their town, they can get more so-called fame, and they can stay in positions. Isn't that amazing? You're being used. You're being played. And they keep reminding you of the so-called past, which doesn't exist except in the mind. It doesn't even exist anywhere else. Nowhere else does the past exist. But they live it out as though it's real. And they encourage you to do the same thing. The mayor and the governor are not going to do anything. even President Trump, a white man, trying to help the poor blacks. He's trying to help. The Great White Hope cares about you. CBS News, the violence caught the attention of President Donald Trump, who frequently said he wants to send the National Guard to help with crime in the city. President Trump said, you know what, black mayor, Jewish governor, according to a report, I thought he was Mexican or something, I want to help. I can do something about it. I can send the National Guard, so you won't request it yourself because you don't want to help. He didn't say that part. I'm saying that. I can send it into crime. They don't want the president to help. The president took to social media early Sunday morning after Juneteenth shooting in Kavanaugh, saying in part, lots of killing going on in Chi-Town, meaning Chicago. He said Chicago. A lot of killing going on in Chicago. Why isn't Governor Pritzker calling me for help? I could make Chicago a safe city. He's doing that in D.C. He can do it in Chicago, too, or any other city if you need help. That's what your government is for. And the governor of Chicago, or the mayor, according to this report, is not reaching out for help. And you know why? They want you killing yourself and each other. They want you fighting. They want blacks and white people fighting together. They are of their father, the devil, because they're about themselves. They don't want it to end. If they wanted this to end, it would be over already. They want you mad. They want you angry. They want you out of control. They want you fighting. They don't want you to see that you have been used for money and so-called power. What would these people do, the governor of Chicago and the mayor of Chicago, what would they do with themselves if you all of a sudden woke up and there were peace on earth? What would they do? They'll fade away into nothing. They will have to go down to Alabama and work in the cotton field. But you won't wake up because you don't want to. You love fighting. You love your hell. You love the devil. You and Satan are one. When I come back, I am going right to your calls and your super chat. We are celebrating. I'm not celebrating, but I want to show you how they celebrate it. Juneteenth, a black so-called national holiday. What the? Hate news is coming right now, not the fake news. The hate news. Hake. And I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right? or am I right? This is the end of hour one of Country and Western Tuesday, y'all. Yeehaw. And it is the 23rd of June. Happy summer. Summer started like Sunday-ish, something like that. I don't know. It is hate news, not fake news. Or is it fake news as well? 2026 AD. And there is one line open, y'all. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your, and we'll get to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well. And more great stories, okay? And sweet. You can get your Jesse Lee Peterson swag and show your support. And go to jesseleepeterson.shop if you so please. You may see this nice coin in the background or in the foreground right next to the Jesse guy. The Jesse guy is not for sale at this point, but the coin is, and it's ultra high relief. It looks really cool. Shout out. Artisan made, handmade engraving type thing. Anyway, France has banned public alcohol consumption. Alcohol, as Europe swelters under a punishing heat dome, according to CNN, Commune Nonsense Network. So in France, I think the temperatures could reach up to like 41 degrees Celsius. And they're not used to that stuff. Down in Australia, you guys are used to that stuff. I know that Australia has just entered winter time. Although, is there ever really winter in Australia? Maybe. I hear that it must snow at like higher elevations, right? Somewhere in there. It's a big old continent. And there's some stuff that's pretty far south, meaning it's kind of like, anyway. Yeah, 41 degrees Celsius. And for us Americans, that's like 106 degrees Fahrenheit, which is pretty warm, pretty hot, actually, one might say. And in France, I'm not sure if it's humid on top of that, which makes it feel even worse and more oppressive, if you will. And plus, I hear that a lot of Europeans, they're not used to having air conditioning. Now, I could be totally mistaken on that. Don't quote me. Well, you can quote me. Just know that info may be false. So shout out. And so I guess alcohol messes with your veins and stuff like that. And you're more likely to have like heat stroke or problems. So in public places or festivities and stuff, don't be doing that. Anyway, there is no easy escape. Only 20% of European homes have air conditioning. Ah, see right there, CNN has it. Compared with roughly 90% of homes in the USA. God bless the USA. He did already with AC. Very cool. AI warning. For years, the biggest fear about artificial intelligence, according to CNN, was that it may take your job. Now U.S. officials and their so-called intelligence partners, that's spy-type people, I guess, right? I don't know. They have a more urgent concern. There is some that some AI models are just months away from being capable of launching, get this, cyber attacks powerful enough to overwhelm governments and major companies. Whoa, hadn't even considered that. A group of international, pardon me, a group of international spy agencies issued a joint statement. Now, is this just fear-mongering or is it there's truth to it or both? But anyway, a joint statement. Listen, trust us. Don't trust AI. Well, how about we trust neither? But anyway, they made a joint statement Monday urging so-called leaders to act now to strengthen their defenses. Days after the Trump administration ordered AI giant Anthropic to suspend foreign nationals' access to its most advanced models. Interesting. Anyway, there are primaries today. New York's primaries today will offer an early test of Mayor Zohran Mamdani's political influence 6 months into his tenure. He supported some woman, I think, for like, I forget, some type of representative. And she is like criminal illegals who like, say, commit murder or whatever, should not be deported after serving their sentence. It's double jeopardy or something ridiculous like that. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour two.
Mm-hmm. got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? Can you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, doing whatever you're doing, you just got to go and run or whatever you got to do. Fight with ICE. Go to the June 10th dance event and dance like the governor was doing, looking silly. Whatever. Or just plain old got to go and whatever. You can podcast and listen to the show as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLPTalk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to your super chats and everything. It is Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. A spiritual battle. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. Let me go to Jermaine out of Canada. Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jermaine.
Nice. I'm calling you because I want some more understanding, I would say.
Okay.
You really went through it, didn't you? That's crazy, man. Through hell, I'm saying.
You got to go to hell in order to get to heaven.
Yeah. And I mean, it's crazy because when you started going through hell, is there at some point, because, you know, a lot of callers have called too, and in church, they would say like they started and then they stopped. At any point in your journey, did you stop and go back and then go back to it? Or I'm just trying to understand a little bit more here. No, nice. Because hell is, it's crazy. Because I'm going through it, man, and I didn't realize how deep and disturbing and how crazy it is right now.
And when you say you're going through it, what do you mean? What you're going through?
Well, the mind, right? Even you think you know what's happening, but you really don't know what's happening. Because your mind is telling you this is happening, but really nothing is really happening. And you just go with it. And then it gives you another thought to do something about it, and it just never works out. It never works out. And you were talking about it in church where you were saying it reminds you when Jesus was going through the wilderness. And he was tempted with a lot of fortune and all this stuff, and he didn't flinch a bit. So that's pretty cool. Cause
in the Bible, it talks about Jesus went up out into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. And while there, he was being tempted by the devil in the mind. It's not like the devil was physically there, but he was in the mind of Christ. And he was tempting Christ. Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you doing, man? Follow me.
Yeah.
Worship me, and I give you this whole world. Look out into the world. I will give it to you. But Satan's business and money and beautiful women and everything. Jesus is like, no. And then he promised him something else. And something else. But Jesus had to go through hell as you have to go through it. And it's not like Satan was physically there, but he would tempt Jesus in the mind, in the thoughts.
Yeah. And everything that is offered to you in the mind, it's never enough.
Right.
Never enough because
it
always wants more. You never get pleased. And even when you think you have everything, you don't, because he's going to come again and tempt you. And
that's why
I can
you're
see
supposed
that,
to stop thinking, no more thinking.
Yeah.
The reason to go through, one of the primary reasons, not the only reason, but the primary reason to go through hell is so you can destroy the intellect of thinking. You're not supposed to be thinking. You're supposed to see your way through hell and not try to think your way through hell, because that's not going to work.
Yeah, I realized that. Even when I was driving earlier, the thoughts are just coming, and I'm like, yeah, I see them, but I don't try to think about it or see the future that it's giving me or anything, because I know it's not even real, you know? But I'll give you a little bit of a thing here. I have this friend, and he's from Lebanon. He's a great, I wouldn't say, well, I think he's a great guy, right? He's a great guy, has money and all that, and people respect him. And we're friends. I've talked to him a couple of times. He lives in the state now. So I post an if poem on my Instagram, and then he's like, oh, you love Trump? And I'm like, yeah, of course. He's like, well, you love the Jews? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, now, well, Trump doesn't love the Jews anymore, because you have played that clip on your channel here where Trump was saying that BB doesn't have to bomb an entire building to get who they want. And Trump did say it's just too much killing. And so that kind of prepped him to think Trump's hate Israel or hate BB now. And he's like, Trump is turning on them. You should too. And I'm like, no, I can't do that. You know, still love them no matter what they do. And then he paint me this paragraph, man. It's disturbing. Where it's like, oh, I see who you align with now. I can see you're lying in the blood of pool with them. You guys are going to die. And he's telling me all of these things. And I'm like, these people are crazy. Just
well,
because
you
don't align.
He was a great guy.
Yeah. I think
Why
he's still a great guy.
Why do you call him a great guy?
He's just in his mind, which I can understand. Like,
why do you
free.
Call him a great guy?
Why?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think he's from God. So
why do you call him a great guy? You say he's a great guy. He has money. He's from Lebanon. Why? A great guy would not hate anyone.
I'm just painting a picture to you see what type of personality this guy have, right?
Oh, so you don't really think he is a great guy then, right?
Yeah, I do. Not by what he have or what he does.
Just but what's great about him then?
Nothing that he's done, like how can I put this? Like,
but why do you call him a great guy then?
Maybe I should have used a different term then. I don't know. Why
do you call him great? And then you say how hateful he is toward the Jews.
Yeah, I wasn't looking at him physically, right? I'm looking at him spiritually. So if he give up his identity and attachment and historical reference that he has in history, he's telling me to read history and all this stuff. Yeah.
You start out by saying, this guy is a great guy. He got money. He's from Lebanon or somewhere. And then you say, this guy hates the Jews.
Let me just clarify that. When I say great guys, I'm not a great guy. I'm not talking about what he has or all that money and stuff. That's not what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about then?
I know he has evil inside of him. And I look at him, and I don't see that in him, but I understand that that's what he identifies with. That's why I say great guy, not by what he do or his physical attribute or what he achieve. I'm looking at him in a different way. So that's why I said great guy, but maybe I shouldn't have said it that way.
Yeah, because I'm still not understanding why you call him great.
I guess there's nothing great about him.
I don't know him, so I don't know if he hates Jews or not or anything. But you said he is a great guy. And then you turn right around and say he hates the Jews and Trump turning on the Jews and you need to turn on the Jews. A great guy would never do that. They would not have any anger or hate for anyone. They would love their fellow man.
I'll take it back. I'll take back those words.
What? No.
I take it back, Joseph. My bad. But, yeah, and the way he was going about it, paint me in the background of you're going to be lying in the pool with these people and you're going to be dead too. So I'm like, these people they're interesting to me now that I'm able to see a little, right? Because with them creating business in the state and in Canada now, should we even support their business? That's the question now. I'm like, I don't know, man, because they're only using it so they can populate these countries that they're going to take them over, because it seems they all have the same mind.
So,
you know?
Because of time, I understand what you're really saying and what you're referring to. Be a little clearer, and because of time, and so many people waiting now, what are you saying?
So if they're so evil,
who?
Right, these Palestinian, Lebanon, Muslim people, we as Christian people that are able to see, would it be best to go to their restaurant, their business, and support them? That's what I'm trying to understand here. Because it's not for a good cause, maybe to feed their family and to live, but it's being used for not good reasons.
So, Jay, what is he asking me?
I think he's asking, he has this friend of his or acquaintance.
Lebanon.
Yeah, from Lebanon, whom he thought was a great guy until he turned dark with this big old long text or something about how Jermaine is siding with the evil Jews or something like that, quote unquote. And he's asking, now Jermaine is questioning whether he should frequent this man's restaurant, which incidentally is supporting this man's selfish ambition. He's not doing business in Canada to enhance Canada. He's doing business in Canada to enhance his own self. This Lebanese man is all about self and even the family back home.
Is Hank right about that, Jermaine?
There's no loyalty to Canada.
Yeah, he's spot on. Just that.
Do you know who Hank? Have you know who Hank is, right?
No. I'm joking. Of course I know Hick, man.
Oh, okay.
James Bond, 007, sharpshooter.
Oh, okay. Huh? Never miss. He calls the Hick report sometimes.
Oh, right on. Okay. So Hick is right. So you're asking, should you... So this great guy owned a restaurant, right?
No, not he doesn't own a restaurant, but I was painting a broader picture of the Muslim
people. Who hate the Jews, yeah. Should you go to their cafe? You're asking that?
Yeah, because, you know, I'll buy some Lebanese, some shawarma now and then and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, okay. If you want to, because... you're not going to find a cafe where it's not owned by a person whose heart is wicked unless that person has overcome. And so it's up to you. If you want to go buy the food, the bread, you can. It's totally up to you. Mm-hmm. You're not going to find a human being whose heart is not wicked.
Yeah. Yeah. What a mess.
And so you got to do business with these people because you got to feed your body. You know, you got to pay your rent. You got to do this. But just don't hate them. Don't be angry at them.
Oh, yeah. I have no anger or hate towards them. It makes me see people different now. So, you know, I don't judge them. And
right.
It helps me to be at peace with myself.
Yeah. And again, you're not going to find one human being whose heart is not wicked unless they are working on themselves to overcome it. Their hearts have changed. And so it's just the way it is on earth.
Nice. All right, Jesse, I won't take up much time, more time, and I'll call you back if I have anything else on this.
All right, but stay with it. Stay with it. You go all the way through hell. Just relax, go about your day while going through hell. Be aware by being aware of the thoughts, and you're going to be fine if you stay with it.
Yeah, I think it becomes my best friend now. I think something like that.
Eat with it, sleep with it, walk with it, live with it, but be aware of it.
Oh yeah, I can't do nothing.
That's right.
All right, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Jabray.
All right, bye. Cheers.
Bye. Let me go to first-time caller, Tony, out of the Midwest. Tony, you are on the air. Hey, Tony? No, Tony, come off mute. Hey, Tony,
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
Oh, there you go. Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's up? I was just going to call and let you know thanks for everything that you do and everything you discuss.
Right,
it's really nice to have someone from your community that's speaking up upon the things that are going on and taking accountability. So
what,
I just want to start there and say
community?
Thank you. The black community in particular.
I don't live in no black community.
as a whole, as a race, I just appreciate
I live in the Jewish community, buddy.
Well, that's good. That's good.
But I understand my question your point. I got your point.
Yeah, my question for the day is, why do you think the European race is so dormant?
Because they have fear, and they vote in other white people who they thought or think were going to really look out for them and not realize they're being used in the same way the blacks are being used in America and around the world, too. And they have fear. They won't stand up. They're afraid of being called racist. They're afraid of losing their jobs. They're afraid. And when you have fear, you can't do anything. And then, again, I'm repeating myself, but they vote in white people who also have fear and are about themselves and no one else. That's why they bring in the illegal aliens. That's why they tell white people, you can't fight for yourself in your own country. You are racist. You're supremacist because they want the vote. They're using people.
Sure. My second question is, what do you think of segregation? Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
The worst thing that has ever happened to America is that forced integration. We will do better being separated, and if we want to come together, segregation, if we want to come together, the individuals will make that choice who they want to hang out with or not want to hang out with, who they want to love or not love. It is the integration was the downfall of America, is the downfall of America.
My next question is, what do you think about the whites that want to self-segregate and are completely self-funded, but every other group of people that are self-segregated get to take welfare?
What do you think about it?
I think it's pretty prejudiced and systemically racist. I think it's unfair. It feels like the person that's making the community down in Arkansas is being attacked unfairly. But that's just how life is. You know, life isn't fair. See?
What was that question again about what now?
Why is it that when the white communities want to self-segregate and they do it completely funded out of their own pocket, that they're the ones under punishment, but the other communities that do it, they can take welfare?
Oh. And you said the reason that is what?
I don't know. I'm asking. Why do you think that is?
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Right. It's all due to fear. That's all. And they want to continue to control the white people. And because white people have fear, they allow themselves to be controlled. That's all it is. White people need love. They need to return to God.
With Black History Month as well, I'd like to ask you a question about slave ownership.
Are you going to celebrate white history?
Oh, I do every day.
No.
I talk about white history every day.
Do you know that?
Celebrate it.
Do you know July is White History Month?
I do now from you.
Will you be celebrating white history with us?
Sure.
Okay. July just feels white. Have you dropped your anger?
I'd say we're all angry.
Have you dropped your anger?
The world is an angry place. No.
And why not?
It's a good question. I think you have to find anger in order to understand peace.
What?
You have to know anger to understand peace.
I don't know what that means. What do you mean by that?
So it's like yin and yang. Without good, there can't be bad. Without anger, there can't be peace, right?
Where you get that from?
It's just wisdom that I've acquired over the years that I've learned.
Why haven't you
without
dropped
good, there can't be bad? Because if everything's constantly bad, then how would you? If everything's constantly good, then how would you know what the bad is? And everything was constantly bad, then how would you know what the good is?
That doesn't make sense.
Why haven't what does it make sense about it?
Why haven't you dropped your anger?
There's just a lot of things to be angry about right now. Gas price is high. We got foreign leaders as foreign nations as leaders, as powerful leaders in our country. White people are being under attack and replaced. It seems like the gap between the rich and the poor is getting further. There's 2% of the country that makes up the population here, but got caught in a ring.
Let me ask you this. So you named, because of time, you named all the reasons to be angry.
Mm-hmm.
What good is it doing you to be angry?
I would say there isn't a lot of good being angry.
What good is it doing you to be angry?
None.
So why do you hold on to anger then?
I think it's just a natural response that humans have.
Anger is evil. What's natural about that?
I would define evil and anger as two different things.
What do you mean two different things? Anger is evil. What's different? What do you mean by two different things?
I think evil is the result of the action, and anger is what leads up to that action.
That's not true. Evil is a result of you playing God and judging. Anger is a result of you playing God and judging. How will you overcome fear if you don't overcome anger? How will you overcome fear?
I'd say with God, with Jesus, understanding the Bible, the biblical text.
You're not understanding
the Bible. Letting him into your heart.
Understanding the Bible is not going to cause you to overcome anger. And the result, you're not going to overcome fear.
I would say knowing Jesus is knowing peace.
No.
So the more you get to know him
and his
Jesus? Way of life, his teachings. I don't know everything about him, no.
But you do know
him? I don't
him?
Think anybody does.
Do you know Jesus?
Personally, no, but Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John did. And they wrote very extensively about him in the Gospels.
Tony, do you know Jesus?
I would say I know him pretty well, yeah.
And how do you know him and you're not of him with anger? Jesus said to
the only person that can expunge themselves of anger would be Jesus himself, because we all have sin.
Let me ask you this, Tony. Do you believe that you have to know what bad is? Do you believe you have to know what bad in order to know what's good?
Absolutely.
Hey, do you believe that?
I don't. Not in the way that he's saying. Because it sounds. Yes, maybe. I don't know. Because we all know bad. That's all we know is bad.
No, people don't know bad.
Well. Without realizing it, that's all they know. You know what I mean, Jelly?
That's what I'm saying. They don't know it because they don't realize it because that's all they know.
But that's not what you're saying.
Good.
You're saying yep. That we should keep, keep anger forever, because with that, if we don't keep anger forever, then we won't know.
Who's saying
what
that?
Love is.
No,
what he's saying.
Not at all.
Oh, that's what Tony's saying.
Well, then why'd you bring that up? Why'd you bring that up when Jesse asked if you've dropped your anger?
I think it's impossible for anyone to have completely dropped any and all anger.
See?
But Jesus said you could.
We should, absolutely.
And if Jesus said you could, why don't you say you know Jesus? Why do you obey Jesus? Why do you doubt him?
Oh, I believe him, but to walk in the righteous path is what we all struggle with every day.
But Jesus
said, whether
it's
anger or lust or greed, there's different things that people struggle with. And I think some people are angry.
Tony, let me do this because of time. But to answer your other questions about things in America, white people are under genocide right now. So it's going to only.
I agree.
Just as in Europe, it's going to only get worse for white people in America.
Can I ask one last question? What do you think of Chud the Builder? Is he going to be released?
I have no idea at all. I doubt it, but I have no idea. I don't know. Amazing.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. Counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. Don't forget, I do personal shout-outs for you as well. Encouragement, shout-out, birthday, shout-out, shout-out, weddings, congratulations, and whatever, shout-out. Father's Day, Mother's Day, 4th of July shout-outs, whatever. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, or shout-out. fans/JesseLeePeterson. And don't forget to like these videos. We have a brand new newsletter that we'll be sending out really soon now. If you'd like to get a free copy of the newsletter, go to rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. You don't want to miss. The newsletters are amazing. We put them out 2 to 3 times a year. rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. Let me go to first-time caller, Kay, out of California. Kay, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Casey. Speak up a little bit for me.
Okay, I'll do my best. Is this okay?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, I love you guys all, and I wanted to let you know that I overcame my PTSD-like symptoms with love and forgiveness.
Right on.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, with your help, and I had a counseling session with you. It opened my eyes, and I started digging into the Bible more and getting closer to my Heavenly Father. And it is possible to overcome those feelings, yeah. And it really is all in your head. And I just want others to know that when you do forgive. Oh, and I forgive my parents as well. And I think that was. The key to
yes.
it.
Yes. All who are born of the woman must be born of the father. And the only way that's going to happen, you got to forgive your heart, your mothers, and your heart can change from hate to love.
Yeah. And then with your, you really do point the way. And so I've taken that and I've seen for myself, not just listening blindly to you, I've seen for myself, hell does come through the woman. Men, they just naturally, I don't know, they just have like a holiness about them, and it doesn't even matter how like worldly they are. They have a little bit of that holiness in them.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Nice. Right on.
Yeah, but I've been trying to correct with love. I've been trying to correct women and to get them out of their backward thinking and like, no, you need to listen to your husband. He loves you. Whenever they complain, I say, no, he loves you. You need to listen to him.
Yeah. But don't try to change them. You can't. It's not your or my responsibility or anyone's responsibility to try to help anyone.
Yeah.
Because most human beings on the planet don't want help. They want their misery. They love their false identity. They love their fears. And if you try to help them, you're playing God, and they will turn on you.
Yeah, they have, and that's fine. But I don't try to change them. I just try to point, you know, because
right.
their circle of friends is saying, yeah, your husband is this and that and that. I'm like, no, he loves you. Doing it because he loves you. And they don't hear that.
I understand. Right on. That's amazing.
And then one more thing before I go, I just want to say the only thing I can say here and nowhere else is God bless ICE agent.
Thank God for ICE. ICE,
yes.
ICE baby.
Absolutely.
It's amazing too, Kay, they're doing their job to protect the American citizens. And you have dumb American citizens out there fighting the very same people they need to be supporting. That's
insane. Yeah, they're pushing the shield. They're pushing their shield away.
Yeah.
They shouldn't do that.
That's a good point. They're pushing their shields away. That is a good point.
Yeah. Well, that's all I wanted to say. I love you guys. And forgiveness is the key, people. You have to forgive it or release all the demons off of you. Just stay with it.
Right on, Kay. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Yeah.
Call me again.
I will. Thank you. God bless you guys.
You too. 888-77-JESSE. You got to drop the anger, folks. And it will be amazing. Let me go to first-time caller out of Canada. John out of Canada, first time. You are on the air, John.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
All is well, John.
I just had a quick question for you.
All right.
So you say that people should return to the, forgive their mother to return to the father, right?
Right.
And you're talking through the physical, return to the physical father after you forgive the physical mother, right?
Yeah, you forgive your mother and you forgive your earthly father for not protecting you from your mother.
Okay, so what happens when there's an individual like me who has both parents passed away when they're very young?
When you get to know yourself, and you're going to realize that something else is driving you and causing you to become emotional, afraid, doubtful, lonely, whatever, and that you can't help yourself because you don't want to be that way. You don't want to feel that way. You want love and you want to be free. When you can realize that about yourself, it will cause you to realize that your parents could not help themselves. They had no love either. And that's why they didn't pass on love to you. And when you can see that they couldn't help themselves, they did the best they could, that will cause you to forgive them.
Okay, so I don't have to physically go up to the person to forgive them?
If they're alive, it's best that you do so you can overcome the fear by facing them. But if you can't because they have expired, then you have to just realize they couldn't help it and you'll be free. You'll become free.
Okay. All righty. I have one more question. I have a 2-year-old son. I was just wondering, do you think it's right for me to raise him by myself right now? Like, take him from the mother? Because I do have the option.
Did you make him out of wedlock?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
And how old are you?
35.
Oh. Are you able to take care of him?
Yeah, I mean, financially, yeah. The main thing is, like, the daycare. Kind of, I'd have to trust, like, a home daycare instead of, like, an established daycare, like a separate one that's not private in a home.
Right.
The home daycare is kind of making me nervous. I don't know.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, but you said that you can, if you wanted to have him, to take him, you can have him with you?
Yeah.
Really? And so does that mean that whenever you want to see him now and when you want to have him with you, you can without any problem from his mother?
That's correct.
Oh. And so, and the reason you're asking that is because of what?
Basically, Satan's playing with my mind. I just want to hear it tell me how to cow the cabbage, man. What would you do? What do you think?
Well, I don't know what I would do. I would have to be in that situation. I do know, though, that I did that when my son was born. I went and got him from Alabama, and I brought him to California with me. And but I was, I believe I was working for myself at the time, I think. And that's why I was able to keep him. But I did have family. Oh, yeah, I have family members that helped me out with him, too. And so when I had to be at work, that's what it was. So I know the situation, but because I don't know you and I don't know your situation, I don't know what to tell you to do. But I know for sure, are you working on yourself?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm doing my best. I mean, it's a work in progress, right?
And when you say you're trying, what are you doing?
I'm aware of the thoughts. I'm aware that it's not me. So if I'm, even when I'm going through it, I still swear at people when I'm driving or whatnot, and I'll be conscious and realize, hey, like, that's not me. I am not that aggression, that those evil words and all of that, right? So,
and when you catch yourself doing that, do you stop right away?
Sometimes. Sometimes I'll continue, and eventually I'll want to stop, or I'll just eventually just stop.
I would encourage you to do what you want, but when you catch yourself doing that, just stop so you can shock the devil. And the more you shock him, the sooner you will be over him.
Okay.
Yeah, don't catch yourself doing it, but continue to do it. Catch yourself doing that and stop. So let me ask you.
Okay.
So you can afford to have your son with you, right?
Yeah, I can afford to have him.
And the only reason you don't have him because of a babysitting thing?
Yeah, I don't really have the biggest family support to help me watch him while I'm at work, and I'm just kind of nervous about a stranger in their own private home running a daycare having him. That's my only concern.
There's no... Can't you hire a babysitter to come and watch over
him? I mean, yeah, that is... I think that'd be even worse, because these home daycares are, like, licensed by the government. They have some form of, like, overseeing, but like you're a random individual, I don't know how trustworthy that could be.
So is there an old woman in your family that you can hire her to watch over?
I wish.
So, you know,
I wish.
So the only reason you don't have him with you because of babysitting issues?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, I'll be honest, man, I'm kind of nervous about, because he has a good daycare, he's in there with his cousins right now. Like, everything is good except for, like, his, it'd be better for him to be with me. His mom doesn't handle him as well as me. She gets angry and upset with him. I see it. You know, she doesn't like to see me and him happy together. So that was a big red flag for me. So I feel like he should come with me. I just, I don't really have a lot of elders or other people in my family, to be honest. So that's why I kind of reached out to you.
Is he in a daycare center right now, you say?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's in a daycare right now, but it's like 2 hours away from me.
Oh, I was about to ask, why not leave him in that daycare?
Ah, I thought of that, man. I'm in between a rock and a hard place, kind of, but I feel like if I trust God and do the right thing and stay present, I feel like everything will work out.
It will. It really will if you stay present. But you can't be yelling at the people on the freeway.
Yeah, no, I mean, at least I'm making the progress to see it, right? Like,
right.
I was super beta. I'm still beta. I'm not going to get on here and act like I'm not. I have moments of showing quote-unquote alpha, though. Like, I have moments of... So, I mean, I'm making progress, and I feel like that's another thing, too. I'm not fully past all the getting over myself and all of that stuff, so
right.
I'm should I... So who's worse, the mom or the dad to take the son, who are both fallen states? You know, that's kind of where I'm at. I feel like I'm a little bit better than her, but I mean, I don't know.
Unless you like really, really bad, it's always best that the children be with the father. In the good old days, whenever there was a divorce or a separation in the form, the kids would go with the father, not the mother, because it was known. Everybody knew, the courts and everybody knew, even though courts were not involved in those times that I'm aware of, but they knew that the children were best off with the father instead of the mother.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's definitely best that your child be with you. And since you don't know what to do at this point, just kind of have a wait and see and the light will guide you. Something will open up for you.
Okay. All right. I accept that. That's what I was doing, too. I've heard you say that before. If you don't know what to do, do nothing.
Right.
That's kind of what I've been doing, but I feel like, too, I'm kind of wasting precious time or things of that nature, right?
But stay out of that.
Once again.
No such thing as wasting precious time. Those are just thoughts.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Just stay away from all
right, Jesse, I don't want to.
Stay away from all thoughts and just take it one moment at a time and I'm repeating myself, but if you don't know what to do, don't do anything. Continue what you're doing, and you'll see what to do. I promise you, a door will open up for you.
Okay. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you giving me that advice and your perspective.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
No, I'm not. That's why I'm suffering.
What the?
I know, right?
John, why are you not doing it, John?
I'll be super honest with you. I found out about you probably 6 years ago. We used to watch the Savage Moments and got into the whole excitement of it and the hooting and hollering. But I finally got past all. Yeah, I got past all that and started seeing the message for what it really is. Yeah. And I felt in the beginning that I just pushed the silent prayer off because I just felt like it was kind of like cult like. I'm like, I've never heard of this. What is this? This guy's starting his own little type of prayer thing. I mean, it was just kind of weird for me.
How would God guide you if you're not one with Him, but lost in your imagination?
No, He can't. You're right. I know that was a question, but you say it. Yeah. No, I get it. You're right, man. I follow what you're saying. I feel like the last step I need to do is the silent prayer.
What is the answer to that?
God
said to be still and know Him. We don't know what we want. We don't know what we need. We can't change ourselves. He said to be still and let the truth take over. How will He do that if you don't be still and become aware of the darkness?
He won't do it. He can't do it.
And you're letting the devil talk to you out of it by saying it's a cold, it's this and that. The devil doesn't want you to be still. He wants you to react and react and react so that he can stay with you instead of God.
All right, so I'll tell you what. I appreciate everything. I know I've been making progress. I've had a little inkling that maybe the silent prayer is like the cherry on top, so to speak, the last layer to add to complete, you know what I mean, the progress and the work. And I know it's also a time thing. This doesn't just happen overnight.
But you don't even know that. You just need to do it without any ideas about it at all, because ideas about it are still thoughts, and they're keeping you away from the light.
All right, you got me. So I'll say this. I want to call you back in 30 days. I'm going to do the silent prayer.
Okay.
I'm going to do the silent prayer. I'll try once a day. Is that going to be feasible? Is that going to help me, or is that like...
John,
is that good enough?
John, do the silent prayer every morning when you first wake up, last thing at night, before you go to bed, and then practice staying present.
All right, so I'm going to call you back in a few weeks and let you know how it goes.
All right, bud. I wish you well.
Thank you very much.
Okay. 888-77-JESSE. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Bowser on... Pilled.net gifted the cookie saying, cheers, brother.
Right on. Thank you, Bowser.
Oh, yeah.
On cookies. I appreciate it.
T. Smith for coffee.
Thank you, T. Smith. Amazing.
That's on Cash App. That's Bond JLP is his cash tag. I think that's what it's called.
Thank you.
R.H. Hernandez IV said, hey, Jesse, sorry I've been slacking with the donations lately. Here I am, just taking and giving nothing back. Beta.
What a mess. We need you to support us financially, folks, to keep doing the work here. Keep the lights on to pay the bills and everything. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop or jlptalk.com. jlptalk.com or 800-411-BOND. Thank you. Make sure you remember to donate. What the...
Thank you kindly, R.H., who also gives
thank you.
He gave five more coffees on top of his first five, saying, "Jesse, my wife is due to give birth July 6th to our daughter during White History Month. That's amazing. Don't worry, I had a boy first."
That's right. I'm about to say beta. But right on. Congratulations. We need more white babies. That's for sure. Thank you.
Nicole Gadfly, 20 coffees. "Jesse, I think you'd love this quote by Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor. Quote, you always own the option of having no opinion. These things are not asking to be judged by you. Leave them alone. Love to all of you at Bond, Nicole X," which means, I think, kiss.
Wow, that's deep. Repeat that quote.
You always own the option of having no opinion. These things are not asking to be judged by you. Leave them alone.
Wow. Who was that?
Marcus Aurelius, according to Nicole Gadfly.
And where is Marcus now?
In heaven.
That's deep, Nicole. Wow, thank you. That's why I tell the people you should not be for or against anything. You should not do what you want, but you should not be for or against anything. It doesn't need your opinion. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for your support.
Mario, "Hey, Jesse, been working on myself. Times when I have a couple beers, mostly around the holidays, should I still be doing the silent prayer even though I feel a little fuzzy?"
Yes. Always put that first no matter what, and that'll help you through. All right? Yes. I highly recommend don't let anything get in the way of you staying with the Father. Amazing. Thank you.
Gray. Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains." Jesse, does this mean those who can't see are innocent and those who can see are guilty? Thank you. White thanks hands.
Repeat that.
Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains." And Gray follows up asking, "Does this mean those who can't see are innocent and those who can see are guilty?"
I really don't understand the question.
Okay.
It may be making sense, but it's just not making sense. You can call me or make it a little bit more clear, 888-77-JESSE. Or maybe a little more clear. I don't want to give you the wrong response. So I don't know what that means. Thank you.
Nice verse, though.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Level up. Who's baby Jessica? And more importantly, who is baby Jessica's daddy? I heard baby Jessica got arrested at some point for alleged domestic violence.
But not the daddy,
but the daddy is okay. Baby Jessica fell into a hole.
A well.
And they had to get her out.
It was national news.
Yeah. It took multiple days.
Yeah.
To rescue baby Jessica.
And then the daddy was baby Jessica's daddy. Mm-hmm. But baby Jessica fell in a well. According to the story, they had to, took day, as James has said, to get her out. They finally got her out and we celebrated.
It was a viral story before the internet.
Some years ago. Yeah, it was before the internet. Thank you.
We'll have to read the rest of these super chats later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
That's amazing. I'll go about. When I come back, straight to your call. Hate news, not fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.
There's some serious, serious mess going on in this here world. We got the primaries today. I was telling you about this woman, Daria Lisa. Pardon me if I'm butchering the name. Daria Lisa, Lisa Avila Chevalier, something like that. 32-year-old socialist woman type thing. Afro-Latina. She's Dominican, but she's not based like some of our Dominican listeners. Democratic socialist community organizer and PhD candidate running for the U.S. House of Representatives in New York's 13th Congressional District, endorsed by Zohran Mamdani himself. And she's challenging some incumbent, right? Five-term incumbent named Adriano Espaillat, or Espaillat. Again, pardon me if I'm butchering the name. And I heard a quote from her, purported clip of her on the radio on my way home yesterday. And she's saying that criminal illegal aliens should not be deported after they serve their sentence for even like murder, I think. But anyway, after they serve their sentence, they should not be deported. That's double jeopardy, which makes no sense. It's a lie. And she's evil. And she's calling deportation a punishment when actually it's a policy, not a punishment. You know, you don't belong here. You go. Duh. But anyway, she's running. And there's other mess going on in the world. New York, Maryland, Utah. And there are runoffs in South Carolina with these primary elections ahead of the November general elections, I guess. General midterm elections. Terrible, huh? Anyway, this is the end of hour two of Country and Western Tuesday, y'all. Yeehaw. And it's the 23rd of June, 2026 AD. Hang on, callers, okay? And there is one line open, y'all. You can call in, young or old, and don't lose heart. You may just get through. It's actually easier than you think, oftentimes. Sometimes it's not easy, but should be pretty easy to get in. 888-775-3773. That's the JLP network number. When Hake or Anchor Baby or Jesse Lee or Bill the Punchy TV host are hosting here in the studio, that's the number to call. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats and more great stories. It is hate news, not fake news. Vice President J.D. Vance said that Tehran has agreed to admit nuclear monitors, people who monitor their nuclear program or whatever, into the country, following it, quote, the first step toward permanently denuclearizing Iran. But Iranian officials denied making any such pledge. This comes, as President Trump said, preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon outweighs the potential economic consequences of prolonged military action, including the risk of a global depression. Yeah, we may be globally depressed in the future, but at least we'll be able to stop Iran from destroying the whole world with their irresponsible wielding of weapons of mass destruction, right? So it goes the thinking of Trump, apparently. And UK is in political turmoil across the pond, you know, the pond known as the Atlantic Ocean. Today marks 10 years since a slim majority of British voters chose to leave the EU, the evil European Union. It was called Brexit. Since then, Brexit has transformed Britain's political and economic landscape. The country is now on the verge of appointing its sixth prime minister in just 7 years. I can't do math with my fingers. Amid political upheaval and a stubbornly weak economy, I heard that the UK has a lower GDP per capita or whatever per person than every single United State out of all the 50 states. It's poorer than all 50 states, which is remarkable. Interesting, huh? And there was a crazy Montreal shooting. On Monday, a gunman, Montreal is Canada, right? Two people at least died. Maybe a targeted attack on police. JLP, up next.
somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, can you know God and reject him? Can you know God and reject him? Is that possible? He made it possible for the sun to shine. Can you know God and reject him? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you got to go to work or you got to go to the gym or you got to go where you got to go. You just can't sit and watch it. You can podcast and listen on your phone as it is happening if you like, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And Tuesdays is to help you remember how great America was at one time, because it is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. 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 A spiritual battle. Had nothing to do with male or female, nothing to do with color, nothing to do with anything. Amazing. I got to ask my experts, because this came up during the this past hour show. And I may not be saying it exactly right, stated it correctly the way they said it, but I don't understand. A caller and my producer said, you cannot know good unless you know bad. Something like that. Am I going to repeat that right? Hey.
Something like that. Sounds familiar.
If I scroll down, if I was able to scroll up, I could see it.
Oh.
Let's see. Huh?
Do you have to know what's bad to know what good is?
Oh, he said,
you have to know
what's
bad. You have
to know what's bad to know what's good is. What do you say to that? Hake is the expert on the show and the host of the Hake Report at 9 a.m. right after my show. And then over there is the American Anchor Baby, expert on the JLP show and the host of the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. What do you say to that? Do you have to know what's bad in order to know what's good?
I don't know if you do or don't. Every time I hear that statement like that, I think, no. I want to reject it. But in practice, I think it's really a moot point / question because you don't... Everybody already kind of knows stuff that's bad, but don't necessarily, whether they realize it or not. You know what I mean? Everybody's born into this evil world and get all this evil in them and stuff like that. So everybody does know bad, whether you have to or not, you already do. You know what I mean? Anyway. Okay, for example, like when I'm sick, it's so nice not being sick anymore. But when you're not sick, you don't really appreciate it. So to the point of the people who say that. But I don't get what the point of saying that is.
Do you know, when you say that, Anchor Baby, do you have to know what's bad in order to know what's good?
Yeah, I used to think that. But then I started finding out how everything I thought was good is not good. So I'm not so sure.
You're not sure? So you're not sure either if that's true or not?
Right.
Interesting point that he doesn't even know what good is anyway. So all these people talking, they may not know what good or evil is themselves either. I think.
It's an interesting statement, and it just stuck with me when they said it this morning, the caller and my producer, you have to know what's bad in order to know what's good.
And the person who said that used it as an excuse to keep anger in his life.
Oh, yeah.
Or it made no, it really didn't follow. It didn't have anything to do with whether you could drop anger or not.
So when you were sick and you say you felt bad, and then when you were well, you felt good, and you call being well good?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever.
Interesting. I'm not going to respond to it because I'm not clear at this point what it means, why people say that. I have heard it, though, throughout my lifetime. It's not like a new saying. It's just that I just heard it. When I heard it this morning, it was a refresh reminder new saying that I heard before.
Right. I grew up on Christian music.
Right.
And in the liner notes of one of these Christian punk bands, one of the guys thanked evil without which he wouldn't know good, something like that. And I shook my head at it a little bit.
It's an interesting concept, and I don't know where that came from because I don't know if I ever understood that as being right or not.
Yeah, and whether it's a relevant point
right
to anything.
Right, that's a good point. I want to know y'all thoughts on this, folks. On that as well, do you have to know what's good, bad, in order to know good? I really want to know. But I also want to know, according to your thoughts on this, from 16 WAPT News, a Mississippi man who became the focus of a viral social media video after calling police on a father accompanying his two daughters into a woman's restroom. So according to this report, this father took his two daughters into the woman's restroom, and some guys saw them, I guess, going in, and he went in and had a hissy fit, according to this report. What do you think about this from 16 WAPT News and Fox News?
Tonight, a Mississippi man seen in a now viral video calling police on a father and his two daughters in an Alabama, make that Oklahoma, women's bathroom has been fired from his job.
Wow.
I'm standing in the doorway of the ladies' bathroom. Okay? My wife, there is a man with his two little girls using the women's bathroom.
Wash your hands, baby.
He is. He's washing his hands with his daughters right now. He is leaving them.
All right, baby.
The video shows Tyler Brodsky of Oklahoma recording as a man from Starkville stands in the background on the phone with police. After the video was posted, people quickly worked to identify the man. According to TMZ, Overstreet Properties said the man was an independent contractor. It said he is no longer affiliated with them as well.
You know, outside of Alabama on our way home to Oklahoma and went into the woman's restroom. You know, I usually go in there, I knock and announce that I'm coming in with two girls, which at this time the bathroom was empty. You know, so we're in there, this guy comes in, starts yelling, demanding that we need to leave. I should have taken them to the men's restroom, which I disagreed with, you know.
What do y'all think about that? What do you think about that, Nick?
What the heck? Leave that guy alone. Was that guy with some old lady? It looked like maybe he was a caretaker of sorts, maybe his mother or something. I don't know what I saw there.
And that was his wife.
He might have been just a bystander.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe that was
who he
was
defending.
Oh, I thought
he said it was his wife.
I don't know. You might have been paying better attention than I.
Oh, I thought that's who he was like standing up for or something.
Right, his wife.
I may have made that up. My bad.
Yeah.
But anyways, I thought leave that guy alone. There was nobody even in the bathroom.
What are you saying about it?
Bathrooms don't even matter anymore.
I know. That's a good point. What are you saying about it?
I agree with Anchor Baby. Leave the father alone. The father can decide for himself whether he wants to go into the women's room or go into the men's room. I think I would have probably gone into the men's room. I've seen other fathers take their daughters into their men's room.
Right.
And it's not that weird. You just, you know, respect the space or whatever, privacy. But I also don't smile upon any character in this story because this man is talking to the media about this, playing like victim. And the man who called police is now a victim of doxing and firing, I heard.
Well, yeah, they say he lost his job.
I stole your thunder. Spoiled part of the story, but yeah.
They said it in the thing, yeah, he lost his job.
Oh, okay, I wasn't paying full attention.
What? No.
Maybe I still have, let's call it brain fog, left over.
Oh, the guy telling him he can't be there guy.
Yeah, the guy who called the cops.
Uh-huh. I thought it was the job. Okay, go on.
No, the man that was at the door telling him.
Yeah, the
comprehension
news,
skills.
The please. Meddlesome, I know, we're both really bad.
Keep going.
The meddlesome man who called the cops should not have lost his job and doxed and all that. That's just people also not minding their own business.
Right.
And this man should have just, I suggest that the father should have just been a little great bit gracious and understanding because people are there's a lot of conservatives and others who are touchy about this bathroom situation. Even though this has nothing to do with the LGBT stuff or child mess type stuff.
I think that's why I didn't traumatize.
I found that funny too. This guy, like, this guy's trying to trans my kids. Officer, this kid's. It's like.
And they're both kind of I saw part of this viral video actually on the internet.
Mm.
And the father with the daughters, he finally walks out and he says, this guy is being weird. Maybe he likes kids or something weird like that. He made a unclassy, accusatory comment back toward the father,
really?
Toward the man who called the police. So it's nastiness, hell on earth, like you say. No grace or graciousness or understanding or mercy for one another.
I have seen fathers bring their daughters into the men's bathroom. I thought that was kind of interesting. And maybe the, and again, I don't know. I have no idea. He said he knocked before he went in there. He announced that he was coming with his daughters. And, I mean, it wouldn't be, it would be shocking for a girl to take your daughter to the man bathroom. They happen to see men body parts, you in the pee hole or something.
But nobody sees anything.
Right. And I've never really thought anything about it because they always have them there just washing their hands. But this guy, he has to carry on like that at the door. This man is here having a kid washing their hands, blah, 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 and calling the police and everything. I don't know if he should have lost his job and all that, but Grandpa tell me about the good old days. My producer says it's better for them to... Well, you wrote some more there, it went up, and I can't see it now.
It's better for them to go into the women's restroom than the men's, says Derek. I wouldn't want my daughters to... to see other men's potential, potentially see men's private parts.
He said, read the second one.
Oh, it was better for them to go to the women's restroom than the men's. I wouldn't want my daughters to potentially see other men's private parts.
I agree with that. If you got to go, I think it's bad. But they have those bathrooms now where you can take. They have family bathrooms now. You ever see that?
Yeah.
Where you can kids and,
right.
And you lock the door and just be you and your kids.
In all my born days, I have never seen anybody exposed in the bathroom, though.
I haven't either. One other
you
quick.
Just tell him to a public bathroom trough.
Just tell him to look straight.
As a boy.
Well, I know, but you're supposed to look straight.
Right.
Okay. That's not the same.
But this is not a situation where they have the trough.
This is a trough, bro. Like,
this place didn't have that.
Don't send your children to the trough.
One other quick thing. Yeah, I guess there's some calls and super chats here. This is from... Restroom. Oh, here's NBC News. A Mississippi family is demanding answers after a one-year-old was killed when police responded to a shoplifting call at a Walmart. Fired at their vehicle. Watch this from NBC News.
Growing outrage tonight over the death of a one-year-old at the hands of police. Protesters met with tear gas outside the Mississippi Walmart where the incident took place, demanding justice for Cohen Wiley. According to investigators, the shooting on Sunday happened when Senatobia police responded to a shoplifting call involving two adults and a child. One witness telling a local reporter of the two adults, one was carrying the boy, the other a box of diapers.
Policeman shot. Open fire in a public setting over allegedly some Pampers.
Authorities say the adults, now identified by the family's lawyer as the boy's mother and her friend, tried to get away, driving toward and nearly hitting an officer. Another officer then firing at the car. The boy's mother says she tried to communicate to police that a child was in the vehicle.
I raised my baby up trying to show them that he was in the car. By the time I sat my baby down, it was like 3 to 4 shots. One of the shots hit him in his rib cage, and the other shots hit her in her arm and her thigh.
Cohen was pronounced dead at a hospital while the driver had critical injuries, according to the Mississippi Bureau of Investigations, which is now handling the case.
But, according to the report, this woman took her child to go steal something and then going to try to run from the cop? What do you expect? If it's true, why would you take your child to go stealing and then, according to the report, going to try to run from the cop? That's not the cop's fault if it's true. here's a little bit more about it. Bancroft, of course, is representing the family and calling for transparency and the release of all the relevant video evidence by NBC News.
To make no mistake, this is a very tragic situation. I would ask that the public maintain patience as much as possible. And I know this is a very frustrating time, but maintain patience as this process is done.
Attorney Ben Crump now representing the family and saying in a statement, "We intend to seek justice for baby Cohen and the life that was stolen from him."
Oh, no.
Protesters now calling for accountability and transparency.
So they're just questions that need to be answered, video that needs to be reviewed, and to actually see what it says. Go with the evidence.
The city of Senatobia says the officer involved in this incident has been placed on administrative leave while the state continues their investigation.
If it's true that this woman, this female, was trying to steal with her child with her, and they're allegedly running from the cop, why are those people more concerned about the other thing rather than that? They'd be like, why you got your baby up here trying to steal and running? The baby mother believed officers personally shot at her car. She asked for prayers during a press conference with Ben Crump. Watch this.
They tried to say that she forcefully was trying to drive and hit them, but they was all on the right side, and she was driving towards the left. They just personally shot in the car.
We're going to have you hear from baby Cohen's mother.
Look how you saying it.
Who is still...
like a preacher.
1 week later... still having nightmares and having panic attacks.
Oh, I bet
you. Hey, everyone. My name is Valencia Wiley. I'm the mother of baby Cohen. I watched my baby take his first breath, and I watched my baby take his last breath. I'm still in disbelief about the traumatizing event that occurred that took my one and only child, baby Cohen. I ask that you keep my family in your prayers. And justice for baby Cohen.
Justice for baby Cohen.
Justice for baby Cohen.
Justice for baby Cohen.
Who you want to pray for? What the? Nick, what do you say about all that? If that's true that this woman tried to steal, and then if it's true that she was trying to run away and got shot, the car was going toward the cop's car, as they said. According to the report, what do you think about all that?
What I don't quite understand sometimes black people's sense of the law or justice sometimes, because I'm watching some of this and I have to gather what is it that they are thinking, because there's a child in the car. You can use a vehicle in a dangerous way. What's the thinking here? That's what they're saying. There's a one-year-old. So does that mean that they can drive their car like a weapon? I didn't see anything, but
it's like, okay, you got a baby in the car. I'm going to let you run into us.
Right. I don't quite understand that.
Hank has a little bit more of me. You're saying that it was the driver who stole, not the mother?
According to the AI, I'm trying to get the story straight. The driver, according to the AI, info may be false. I don't know, was the alleged shoplifter. The mother was not the suspect. A family friend driving the car was the person accused by Walmart of shoplifting diapers. But the driver, according to that story, drove kind of at a police officer and then was trying to get away. And the woman, according to her story in that clip, held up the baby to be like, see, there's a baby in the car, like Hamas. Shout out. Human shield type stuff.
Amazing. What a mess. Why do...
I mean, I can understand it with maybe the criminals, right? They'll say anything to try and get out of it.
Right.
But then you have all the people around like, justice for whatever, justice. I'm like, I just don't quite understand the logic.
They don't care. They don't care at all. Why that first white man who, I guess, represented the other side said that this is a tragic situation, terrible law. Why did he say that?
Because we white people are very compassionate. This man was white, right? Right. So I'm lumping myself in with him. We are very compassionate, quote unquote, and emotional and feel bad. Anytime a child dies, it's a tragedy, Jesse.
Why?
That's sad.
Why?
I don't even like seeing animals killed.
Why?
Because it's death doesn't seem right. That's too soon.
But if it's true, and again, I don't know. We don't know the whole story yet. If this female took her child put it into a dangerous situation, whether it's the driver who was still in her running or what, why is that tragedy? Why is it sad and why is it tragedy? They did what they wanted to do.
Right, but you're thinking too cold-hearted and objectively. Cold-heartedly and objectively to where...
This is what I mean about like things that we thought were good are not good.
Yeah.
So I find it hard to say.
Yeah, we think life and surviving is good, even if you're the baby associated with a criminal family friend.
Even if you're a skid who put everybody else's life in danger. You killed that baby. What am I supposed to feel bad for now?
It's kind of like feeding people in Africa forever until they make many more people who need to be fed.
All right. And then the business owners in Africa say, hey, stop feeding my people. They're not buying the products.
We're subsidizing a population explosion of people who can't take care of themselves or won't.
Won't take care of themselves. And so I'm still not understanding if it's true, if this woman took her baby along with the driver or not, I don't know. We don't know which way that is now. Why is it a tragedy? And why would anyone feel sad for that the baby is dead? I really want to know.
And I don't think that they would have just fired upon any random shoplifter unless they thought that their own life was in danger.
They said the car was coming to them.
Yeah. So they pretend killed over Pampers, alleged Pampers. But that's dishonest framing.
Right. It was happening. If it's true that she was stealing, it was over stealing. It wasn't over the Pampers.
It's like saying Sandra Bland died over not turning on her blinker.
Craig, out of Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Craig.
How are you?
All is well, sir.
Hey, I had a specific question, and then I heard you talking to the guy and your experts about... got to know bad to be able to be good or something like that.
Right. They said you have to know bad in order to know good.
You have to know bad in order to know good. And then my ego was raising its hand and be like, oh, no, talk about that. Show them how smart you are. But let me try to talk about that just for a moment. My experience, I read it, your message about 9 months ago. And, I guess at this point I'm doing the silent prayer consistently, 30 minutes in the morning.
Let me do this because of time. Do you have to know bad in order to know good?
Right. Sorry. No, but I understand. I think what he's saying is, in my journey, let me throw a psychological term out there on you. I think I'm currently trying to integrate my shadow, and my shadow, as I understand it, is all the things that I've repressed in my subconscious, like all the things I'm told I can't do, like I can't fight, don't think I can.
Hold on, Craig, hold on. When I come back, I want you to go straight to your question or comment because of time. Stretch off on pills.net. Hold on, Craig. I'll come right back to you and then the rest of the calls at Super Chat. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. right at the top of this hour. The Hake. And you don't want to miss it. The guy with the good hair. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Energy all over the place. The energy that God did not give to the great white hope, Donald Trump, he gave it to the American Anchor Baby. And watch it, you'll see. And then, don't forget, we need your support. Make sure you donate to keep going through the summer and everything. Don't forget. Don't be just trying to party and forget. What the? Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. Or you can go to JLPTalk.com. Yeah, JLPTalk.com. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. And it is tax deductible, so you'll get it back at the end of the year. Don't worry. JLPTalk.com or JesseLeePeterson.com/show. All right? Or you can scan the QR code to support BOND. Or you can mail it in. Check a money order made out to BOND and send it in to BOND at P.O. Box 350. 90 P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And thank you all for helping us. I know I have to remind you, I'm told, Jesse, you got to remind the people. But I'm thinking if they're getting help, look like they would just help without me having to remind them. But I understand. So don't forget to donate. Let me go quickly back to Craig. Craig, go ahead, out of Texas.
Hey, Jesse. Yeah, let me just go straight to the question that I originally called for and try to get out of my ego here. Let's see. The topic is practical thoughts leading to emotions. And today I've got my car at the mechanic at the repair shop, and I took it there yesterday morning. And I'm wanting to control this situation because, you know, it's a practical situation. I need my car, so I'm wanting to push on that. And my background is a lot of science where I was doing projects, and it seemed like it conditioned me in a hardcore way to push and just keep pushing, push control. And does that sound like a familiar...
Right. Practical thoughts does not lead to emotions at all. Psychological thoughts lead to emotions. So in dealing with the car dealer, for example, if they're not doing it as fast as you want them or exactly the way you want it, you're getting upset. You're becoming psychologically charged, and so you're becoming emotional about it, anxious or...
I'm trying not to overreact, but my body, I'm just noticing, yeah, it's freaking my body out, and I call them, and I'm wanting to holler at them and cuss, but I manage, you know, just to keep my voice like I am now and
right
talk
on.
To them.
Yeah, and so you're right. Don't go with the thoughts about it, because the thoughts are telling you they're not doing it fast enough. They're not repairing the car fast enough. They're not getting it fast. You're a scientist, and you want things done now. But be aware of that. Be aware of that, but don't go with it.
They have take it in early in the morning, and then it's 4:30 in the afternoon, and they haven't updated me or talked to me. I think I have the right to be a little, not upset, but that's improper customer service. And so I call them and tell them about it, right?
You can tell them about it, but you never have a right. There's never a reason or right to be upset.
Okay.
Never.
Yeah, not upset, but I can complain.
Yeah,
right?
You can call up, hey, you're supposed to have my car ready by now. Oh, I should be hearing from you. I've not heard anything. Can you update me? You can stay calm and do that.
And even though the inside of my body is freaking out, that's just, I don't know if you want to say normal, but
that's abnormal and that's hell.
It. Well, yeah, that's abnormal, but what I'm supposed to do about it is I just notice it and feel it and almost enjoy it, almost just be like, okay, there it is. It's hitting me.
Yeah, but don't enjoy it.
Don't enjoy it.
You don't want to get a pleasure. You want to overcome pleasures. So you want to watch it.
Right.
Do nothing about it and don't react at all and then deal with the business in the right way, with love and not hate.
Because once I start looking at myself, holy cow, the feelings in my body, they seem like they just, once I look at them, they just, they're so large.
Right. Because they don't want you to see them, Craig. Because they know it is God who is allowing you to see. And they know that by you seeing, the light is forcing them out of you. They will have to go and make a home in someone else's mind and body and not yours. And so when they act up like that, it's only because they are afraid that they may have to leave you. So it's not you.
And then I go with them. go with them for some times, but luckily I pull away from them and separate from them.
Yeah.
Because I think of the silent prayer, it helps me to separate from the
right on.
My body's feelings.
And it's the light that is separating you from the darkness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, stay with it,
so,
Craig.
Yes, sir. I think, yes, sir. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Let me go to River out of California. River, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's my voice coming in?
River. Amazing.
Amazing. Hey, I just wanted to say, I got your coffee yesterday, and I just made a fresh cup, and it is actually really good. It's got a nice flavor, and I'm really good.
Right on. Punchy coffee is delicious, folks. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. Right on, man.
Yeah, it's actually really good. Also, I wanted to call and say, you're right about, loving your hell. And I forgave and all that, and you get the thoughts telling you, oh, you're still forgiven. You got to go run back to mama. And sometimes it's just like, man, I really do love my hell. Like, I fought that for years. It used to make me so mad. I hear you be like, oh, people love their hell. I'm like, no, I don't. And that's like, well, maybe a little. It's kind of exciting. I like the thrill.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I try to tell people about how it's like, basically, if you hadn't added on that little point about how it's the thrill specifically is why we love the hell or the roller coaster of the emotions. That's where it really kind of resonated. I'm like, yeah, actually I can see how it's exciting to get all
get all worked up and be like righteously angry and feel like, yeah, I'm going to be like Jesus and go in there and flip over some tables. I'm going to show them.
Yeah. What a mess. The one thing I promise you, River, not a, it's all that you're starting to see this, is that human beings love their misery. They love their thrills. Thrills is our misery. They love it. That's why they won't let it go. They love the thrill of being miserable, being afraid, being lonely, being mad at themselves and others, feeling like victims. And all. They love it. And that's why even if you suggest that they let it go, this is human nature. I'm not letting this go. They love it. That's why you can't Another reason you can't help people because they don't want help. They want to be miserable. They love it. They want the thrills.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I just had a thought pop in my head, and it was like, well, who would I be without my problem?
Yes.
And I think it's like you say about, like, it's not even, we don't exist. It's this identity our ego's created in our head, and then it's all within the realm of thought. So it's like, who would I be without my thoughts? Well, you're nothing. And that's the whole point.
And it's so, if you stay with this man, and I recommend you do, you have not seen the illusion that you've been living all of your life, thinking that the way you were living and the way you were thinking and what you're doing with life, that is not life at all. Human life is not life, period. It is not life. And it's
gonna, you know what's crazy?
Go ahead.
I feel like this is really amazing, but I feel like God's like cracking the door open for me, and like my eyes don't really work because I haven't really seen the truth before, and I'm starting to like slowly open up to it. And it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
it's being revealed to me recently a lot more. And you know, last couple of years of watching you, I've heard you say that like it'll, you know, you'll start to see the truth. And I've been very impatient for a long time, but I stuck with it, and I'm really grateful for your message and everything. And by the way, I sent a super chat earlier where you were saying, like, wake up and do your prayer. And I posted in the chat. I'm like, what if I wake up and my thoughts tell me I can't miss the show?
Well, don't pay attention to that. No. You still do the prayer.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, Jesse, and I appreciate the show and everything. And hope everyone has a good day. And thanks again for the good coffee.
Right on. Enjoy the coffee. Punchy's coffee is good. Stay with it, River.
Punchy made a coffee. You made a coffee.
I can hear Mama talking to Dad up in heaven right now. Like, I can't believe Punchy got his own coffee. Lord have mercy.
Now that is amazing. Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks, buddy. Amazing. Stay with it. You can get Punchy's coffee at jesseleepeterson.shop. Let me go to North Carolina and talk to Shakita. Shakita, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well.
So the reason for my call, I actually had two questions.
Okay.
And I don't know if we have the time, and I did want to answer the biblical question. So the first question was, me and my husband, we've been together 16 years. And over the last, so we both have been working on ourselves. He introduced me to you probably about a little over 2 years ago. And at first it was kind of hard to, grasp some of it. But I do hear it, and I do agree with pretty much everything that you do say. And so I appreciate everything that I've learned from you. And there's nothing else that's been helping me out in life more than learning the truth.
Right
on. So we both been working on ourselves. We had to actually overcome something here recently the past year and a half in our relationship. We've actually called and had a counseling session with you, but I won't go into too much detail on the air.
Right.
But we're working on ourselves. And so my question was, sometimes when we're having a disagreement or when something just kind of happens between us, my thing is, and I want to make sure that if I am handling it the right way, I know I could handle it better because I honestly shouldn't be feeling anything emotionally. If he brings something to me, or, you know, a lot of times I tell him, like, hey, you kind of starting something, because I be feeling like we should just be. You know, when I first heard you mention, you know, you shouldn't have to work on a relationship, I was like, how does that work? Like, how do you don't work on a relationship? But I understand it now, because if you just be,
yeah,
then you're just being, and it is no work to do. So I understand
that. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, yes, and I see that now. I didn't at first, but I see it now. So sometimes, you know, he may, you know, say something, and we may have a disagreement. And my first, like, thing that comes to me, I kind of just, he'll call it shut down. I'll get quiet because I could tell that I'll get in my emotions. I won't like it. I'll start feeling like, okay, you brought this to me. Like, why is this a problem? Why, you know, like, why are you bringing this to me? So instead of, I don't want to argue, I don't want to go back and forth, I just kind of shut down. I get quiet. I kind of like just retreat to myself. And I don't like the way that I be feeling. So within that silence to myself, it usually starts off kind of, to be honest, like I'm talking with the devil, because then I'm going through the things that, you know, he might have said that, you know, I didn't like, and, you know, like I'm going through all of that in my head. But then after, you know, like, and it doesn't take long, but a few minutes later, I notice, like, okay, there really isn't a problem. There's really no reason for me to feel this way, and I come out of it. Him, on the other hand, and I don't like how he does, but, you know, he'll start feeling a way, and he might lash out. You know, he might start saying things that he'll later on apologize for. And that's the difference between the way we handle things. And, you know, earlier today he did tell me, because we had a disagreement yesterday, he don't like the way that I handle things. And I can understand that, but I felt like it would be better just to me to, you know, get quiet, get to myself. I know that I'm in my emotions, because I shouldn't feel no type of way about this disagreement.
Because of time, go right to your question now.
So is it wrong for me getting quiet and just handling it myself and going through it myself? Or is that something that I shouldn't just get quiet and withdraw myself from?
Well, first thing, make sure you do not respond with anger at all, resentment.
Okay.
If that is coming up, just be aware of that. And if you can speak up, or you need to speak up without the resentment, but don't argue. Don't try to prove anything. Don't try to prove him right or wrong, or don't try to prove yourself right or wrong. You speak up, but do not do it with anger. And then once you speak up, be done with it. No, don't get into arguing with the devil in your mind or the devil in his mind.
Okay.
But if you need to speak up, no, that's not true. Let's say you, whatever it is, and you say, well, no, honey, that's not true. Well, yeah, you did it. At that point, you're done with it, because you're now getting into arguing.
Gotcha.
And so never go down that road. Don't let anyone pull you down that road. And if he says, or you say to him, one of you say, well, I'm leaving, you don't want to respond. You know, that's the devil in him trying to make you respond, or you trying to make him respond. Don't fall for it. And if they say, I'm leaving, okay, bye, be fine with that too.
Okay. And I know we're running out of time for the second question, but I did want to answer the biblical question.
Can you know God and reject him?
I don't think so. My answer would be no.
Because why do you say
to know
no?
God. So to know God, in my opinion, is to know love, because that is what God is. God is love. God is the truth. So if you know God, you know the truth. If you truly know him, not just know about him, because that's what I knew at first before I started learning the truth. I just knew about God. So if you know about God, you may reject him. But if you truly know God and you know the truth and you know love, you cannot reject him.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that. So listen, I'll put my two cents on Sunday, but don't argue with anyone for any reason at all. Don't try to prove anything. You can't speak up as long as you're doing it with perfect love.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jesse.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Thank you so much. You have a good day.
You too. Amazing. I want Super Chat, but let me go to Tay first until Hate get back. Out of Asia. Tay from Asia, you are on the air. Hey, Tay.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
Yeah, about time you guys hear me.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I got a question for you. I'm going to try to make it quick, man.
Okay.
I meant to call you earlier in the show, but like, before me coming, like, across you, like, I had already, like, awakened, you know, like inwardly. Like, I knew there was a change going on.
Right.
Like, I just seen light, like, because I cried out to God, like, for a while, and, like, I just seen, like, I knew all the questions I needed. And, like, when I came across you, like, but I was still going through some things, like, with the thoughts and stuff, but I didn't know what was going on. Like, I would just see it, and I would be like, what the hell? Like, what is this? I knew it wasn't me, but, something was going on with
right.
me. But absolutely. I didn't know, like, at all. Like, but when I came across you, then I'm like, wow. But it's been, like, over a year now since I came across you, but it's starting to make sense now. Like, it's really starting to soak in, but at first, I kind of didn't really understand too much, but it just made sense, but I just didn't know. But ever since then, like, when God took me out of the world, it's like I've been isolated since then. And my question to you is it normal to feel isolated, and is it healthy to be isolated? Because I don't feel like I have a place in the church. Even if I go to church, it's like I'm not a part of them. Like, it's like I'm still alone, and I might as well just be by myself. I don't relate to family at all. I don't relate to no friends. Like, it's like all I have is God. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, sometimes I just feel like I'm lonely, and I can be alone because I've been alone my whole life. But it's like, it would be cool to have, like, maybe friends or something. I mean, I maybe do have one or two people to talk to. But I don't know, man. Like, is it normal to be isolated and is like walking this path, and is it healthy? And is it gonna
just
be like
because
this forever?
I'm lonely doesn't mean I'm alone. catching my breath. you are in a perfect position to die from that false sense of being alone. That is not you that's feeling alone or being alone. That's the voice and emotion of evil telling you that, because it wants you to go out, take some type of action, go out and find a friend, go out and get married, go and join this group so that it can stay in you, give you a false sense of comfort. You are not alone. Watch that. Don't call it you, and let it happen. Die from it. That's not you feeling that way. This I promise.
Okay.
It's in your mind and body, but it's not you.
Yeah, you're right, though. Like, and I'm just blessed just looking at it.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know, like, it's like, because the thing is, God really protected me because I've been having these thoughts that tell me to get married for years, but I just haven't done it. But they're here, like, they're here, though, and I see them. But being that I haven't acted on it, I know it's not me.
That's right.
And I know I'm blessed that I haven't became one with the thought. But, I mean, I'm not going to lie, man, it's tempting. But the light of God is helping me to separate myself from that so it can get taken away. But, I mean, just listening to you more and more is helping. But I ain't going to lie, man, sometimes it's so tempting because it sounds like you and it feels like you, but the more that I listen to you and then the more that I see it, I'm like, that's not me. Like, and I've gotten myself into, like, relationships with women, right? But something always happens where, like, we stop talking or something because, like, God protected me because he wanted me to, like, be with him. Like, I don't know, bro. It's just, I'm just, like, again, like, I'm just realizing that the desires that we have is all ego, it's all selfish.
And do me a favor. Call me tomorrow if you can, and I'll take your call as soon as you call in. So we ran out of time, and I want to try to get in a few Super Chat. Can you call me tomorrow?
Yeah, I got you.
You hear the music?
Yes, I hear it.
Okay, call me back tomorrow, and then I'll take you as soon as you call in, all right?
All right, I got you. Okay, appreciate buddy. You.
All right. Super, super.
Super chat.
Leo, or Leo, says, "Geez, Jesse, when's the last time you said, hola, si, senor, gracias, hold your wallet?"
It's been a while since I said hold your wallet, but well, hola.
Actually, he didn't say when. He just said, when is the last time you, hola, si, senor, gracias, hold your wallet?
Oh, mamma mia. It's been a minute about the wallet thing. I forgot about that. Amazing. Thank you.
Tony. Half black Tony, that is. Shout out, Punchy He Black.
Shout out. Thank you, Half Black Tony.
Thank you, Half Black Tony. Nick LaBoy, I've noticed from your show and people around me, the world has been brainwashed. They've brainwashed us.
Yeah.
The world has, with a collective mindset. They say we instead of I. It's amazing how easily Satan diverts our eyes from ourselves.
Absolutely. Just because I'm lonely don't mean I'm alone. Amazing. Thank you. You're absolutely right. We all been brainwashed. From the moment we pop out of mama's womb, they start brainwashing. Thank you.
Grateful Blessed Beard. But what if your show is on right when I wake up and my thoughts tell me I can't miss it? Scrunch face, laughing emoji.
You still can listen to the show because you're listening to the show consciously, so you are present. You're doing the silent prayer. So you like really listening to the show consciously to hear clearly, so you're being aware. Amazing. Thank you.
Grateful Blessed Beard says, coffee is good. Punchy's coffee, that is. Got it today. Smells 10 for 10 amazing.
Right on. Punchy coffee is really good. I have my own coffee. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Grateful Blessed Beard. Riley JM, 34 coffees. Black hands giving a two fingers. Two? Holding up two or a peace or victory?
Peace.
America.
Black is beautiful.
American flag.
America.
Pastor Chatelet donated 111 gold pills. Ayo, hold up. Why wasn't the baby in a car seat?
I rest my case. What the? Thank you, Pastor.
Mark, we're
good
going
point,
up.
Too.
We're going up the elevator to the next floor.
All the way up to the 50th floor for the Endure to the End. The ladies and the members, the fellowship members. But you want to go to the 100, but at least let's get up to the 50th floor today. This year.
And Nick LaBoy, Sean Gray, Eric Hannes. We'll have to read the rest later, y'all.
Thank you all.
Tomorrow.
Amazing. And we will, if the Lord is willing and the creature arise, first thing in the morning, hey, let's finish those. And stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Call us. I tried, but the time won't let them. I got to go now and take some brand new episodes of the FallenState.tv. The Anchor Baby, Hate is coming now, and then the Anchor Baby. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying,
yeah,
there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And yeah, I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you,
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because a lot of, we don't have more
most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.